Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, I am so glad you joined me again this week for episode number 54 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts. How well do you remember names? When you're first introduced to a person, are you able to recall their name later during your conversation? Has your mind ever gone blank with the name of a person that you've been friends with for quite some time? It's happened to me, and it is very embarrassing. We are continuing today our focus on four names of God this month. I pray that you will not forget to call upon these names when you need His help or just when you desire to be close to Him. The names I share this month and the additional names in the Bible are like promises to us. We need to take an extra effort not to forget them. Previously, I shared the importance of Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, and Jehovah Mekadishkim, the Lord who sanctifies you. Today, I would like to share Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts. Remember, God's names reveal His nature and His character to us and brings us hope and strength when we need it. Psalm 113, verses 1 to 4 states, "Praise the Lord! Praise, O servants of the Lord! Praise the name of the Lord! Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down. The Lord's name is to be praised." Today, our focus again is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts. Jehovah signifies His timeless, ever-present existence. The chief meaning of Jehovah is to be or to exist. There has never been a time that God was not, or a moment when He will not be. Yahweh, or its transliteration, Jehovah, is His covenant name, particularly in His relationship with the nation of Israel. They would not even speak His name out of reverence, but generally substituted another name to address Him, such as Adonai. The name Sabaoth means host, mass, or a large quantity. This name denotes His universal sovereignty over every army, both spiritual and earthly, seen and unseen, above and beneath. The Lord of Hosts is the King of all of heaven and of earth. It's found in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Now verses 4 to 11 are as follows. "And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord, and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant, and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head." Here is Elkanah, and he has 2 wives who are at odds with one another, because one is able to bear children and the other is not. In verse 6, it states that Peninnah provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. How sad and how selfish and prideful it is to exalt what you have above what another person lacks. Now, maybe you know a woman who tried every method possible and could not become pregnant. My mother, who is deceased, went through this and was told by doctors that she would never have any children. However, she was blessed with 5 children from the Lord, and I am one of them here to testify to that goodness. I was the only girl with 4 brothers, and I am sure we drove her crazy at times. Well, nevertheless, if you are in that situation, please continue to trust Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He is more powerful than any army or group of foes that can arise against you. Maybe this is not your case, but you are flooded with overwhelming circumstances that have left you miserable just the same. Like Job, one thing after another has assaulted you. It's like a whole army has risen against you and you don't even see a way out. Again, no army, no foe, no spirit, no person, no situation above or beneath, in heaven or the earth, is more powerful or can defeat Jehovah Sabaoth. I know life is not always easy, but Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, over all the armies of the universe, is your present help in trouble. He is your refuge. There is no enemy that he cannot defeat and no deliverance that he cannot provide. He is your waymaker. He is the Lord Almighty with infinite resources. Who can conquer him? Take a moment and ponder that. Who can conquer him? In addition, think about this in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, having said that, I just rest my case. Please hold on, my sister, no matter what you're going through, and join us again next week as we continue to focus on the names of God. And until then, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.